By the intense cold, massive mourning processions were held in Indian-administered Kashmir to commemorate Arbaeen of the Martyrs of Karbala. Thousands of people took part in the processions, reciting soul-stirring elegies and hymns, wearing black dresses and badges, and beating their chest in a spirit of devotion. Arbaeen marks the 40th day from Ashura, when the grandson of Holy Prophet Imam Hussein was martyred in the desert plains of Karbala in Iraq, along with his family and friends 14 centuries ago. Muslims across the globe commemorate the sacrifices each year.
The significance of commemorating the revolution of Imam Hussein from 10th to 40th day of martyrdom, Arbaeen, lies in the fact that it perpetually reminds the people of the times of the revolution of Imam Hussein, infuses new life in the history of Karbala every year.
In Kashmir, the only Muslim majority state in India, Ashura and Arbaeen are observed with tremendous fervor and passion. Mourners parade the streets carrying the replicas of Imam Hussein's sepulchre in Karbala. Big banners and billboards are put up on every street, alley and pathway. According to these mourners, the annual commemoration helped them reorganize their life around the pristine principles exemplified by Imam Hussein and his companions in Karbala. Volumes have been written to depict the tragedy of Karbala. More than 1400 years have passed, but the memories of that great tragedy are still deeply etched in the hearts of people. The late founder of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, brilliantly expressed the essential reality, saying that every day is Ashura and every place is Karbala. Ashura and Karbala are symbolic representation that cannot be confined within the boundaries of time and place.
The legacy of Imam Hussein is establishing a just rule, establishing justice and fighting injustice. That's the core purpose, that's the core message from Karbala, the revolution of Karbala. And the revolution continues. That was a movement which remains, till date, a movement. And the people, by taking part in these ceremonies, are infusing new life in that movement, reviving that movement every year.
Today, Imam Hussein is remembered for the brave sacrifices he made in order to save Islam. The unyielding stand taken by Prophet Muhammad's grandson Hussein against evil in Karbala centuries ago carries an eloquent message that has gripped the hearts and minds of people throughout history. These mourners who have gathered here to pay tribute to the martyrs of Karbala want to carry the tradition forward. Saeed Ali Safi.